Welcome. This is Dr. Dufford with your Relaxation and Guided Imagery introductory session. So just get comfortable, sit back or lie back. It's most effective if you can eliminate all distractions and really focus in by using headphones or earbuds. Good. So as you sit back and let your eyes close, realize that you are in control. You can let go and relax as little or as much as feels comfortable to you. It's like learning any skill. The more you do it, the better you get at relaxing. So let's start by just noticing what you're thinking. And right now, there's nothing you have to think about. Any thoughts about this process, or am I doing it right, or what's happening? Put those thoughts into a bubble or a balloon and let them go. Or if you have any particular worries or cares on your mind, imagine you could put those into a bubble or a balloon and just see them drift away and float off in the sky until they disappear. Good. Or the short version for letting go of your thoughts is to put your thoughts in a bubble, pop it, and they're gone. Excellent. And as you let go of your thoughts now, let's focus in on your breath. Because breathing is very important to relaxation. It's one of the ways you can control your nervous system, and you'll learn about this in the breathing techniques CD and materials. But start with taking a nice, deep, diaphragmatic breath. If you know what that is, put your hand on your belly, stick your belly out, and just exhale slowly. So just breathe deep and slow. Deep means diaphragmatic belly breathing, and slowing it down means a longer exhale. Good. So as you breathe deep and slow, we're going to move on and do a little muscle tensing and relaxing. Again, we're going to do an abbreviated version. So focusing on lower body first, let's take a nice deep breath. And as you hold that breath, then tense your leg muscles, squeeze your buttock muscles, tense, squeeze as hard as you can. And then as you exhale, let those muscles relax. Good. And now we're going to do one for upper body. Again, it's abbreviated. Let's take a nice deep breath. And bring your hands into fists, shoulders up to your ears, and scrunch your face up. Squeeze those muscles. Good. And as you exhale, again, just let it go. And again, just try to let go of any thoughts about whether this is working or not, or whether anyone's watching and how you look. Put all those thoughts away, put them in a bubble or balloon, and let them drift away. Good. Because right now, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and if you'd like, you can just imagine that each number is like taking another step, going deeper down inside, into that nice inner peace and calm that's always there. So 10, let's take the first step as if you're going down a nice, comfortable flight of steps, each number allowing you to relax a little bit more. Or if you'd like, you could imagine floating on a cloud or drifting down a river on a comfortable raft. 9, taking the next step. 8, letting go a little bit more. 7, just winding down, slowing down. There's nothing you need to do right now. This is your time to relax. 6, feeling good, just let go a little bit more. Again, you're in control, letting go and relaxing to whatever degree is comfortable for you. 5, halfway there to that nice inner peace and calm. 4, again, any thoughts that you're having, just put them in a bubble and let them go. And then just breathe in, thinking I am calm. Exhale and relaxed. So inhaling calm, exhaling relaxed. And just thinking that over and over. Calm and relaxed. to approaching that nice deep level of inner focus. And number one, and just allowing yourself to take this time for you to relax, to open up to some new ideas. So if you're listening to this, most likely you're struggling with some type of anxiety disorder or some type of emotional distress or stress in your life. And anxiety and emotional stress can get to be discouraging. But I want you to know that anxiety disorders are absolutely treatable. You can get better. There are some very specific tools and techniques and approaches that absolutely work for treating anxiety. And if you read through all the pages on this website, you'll see that there are very effective ways to deal with anxiety and related issues, and that there is hope. There is hope. You can get better. Maybe you've tried a few things before. Maybe you've done a little therapy or tried breathing techniques. That's fine, but don't judge anxiety treatment on what you've tried before. What works is to take all of the pieces, put them into practice all at once, consistently, and that's what causes positive change. And if there's any blocks in the way, those can be discovered and released in the process. So all the pieces we want to put together are breathing techniques, deep relaxation training, positive diet, exercise, cognitive work, cognitive restructuring, changing attitudes, thoughts, and beliefs, changing negative, fearful thinking, learning to put tools into place like meditation, mindfulness, doing exposure or desensitization on whatever it is that might be bothering you, and also clearing any past trauma or experiences from the past that have caused emotional patterns from childhood, ways of coping that perhaps are not working as well as they could be. And we can get into that level with psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, or EMDR. Also, it's important to deal with life problems, personality issues like worry or perfectionism, people-pleasing, rescuing, overachieving, self-esteem issues, relationships, grief and loss, and more. Whatever it is that you need, we'll find that out in the process of therapy. And when we put all those changes and tools and techniques into practice all at once, consistently, you will be more successful. And of course, you may not need all of those tools I just described, or there may be other issues or tools I didn't mention that will get addressed if that's what's needed. The important thing to know right now is that effective help is available. So it's important to stay motivated, to move forward, so that you can continue your recovery. So let's take a nice deep full breath. And just allowing yourself to relax. This is your time to relax. Nothing else you have to do right now. So let's focus on motivation for a moment. Think of all the negative consequences of not getting help and not overcoming the stress and anxiety. Just get a sense of where your life would be a year from now if you didn't change. And of course, you don't want that. You want to get better. So now bring up all the benefits of overcoming the anxiety issues, overcoming the underlying emotional patterns and changing your behavior. Imagine how great that will feel. Visualize doing the things you want to do, feeling free. Maybe you felt that way in the past. Bring up the way you used to feel. Or maybe you just need to imagine it and create it. Really feel it. And if you can't imagine it right now, that's okay. The longest journey starts with the first step. And that's all you really need to focus on is the next step. You don't have to look up at the top of the mountain. Maybe you can't imagine climbing that high, but if you just focus on each small step, you will get there. So just feel your desire to change and really be free to be the person you want to be, and how proud of yourself you would feel having overcome these issues. And again, just know that help is available. You can do it. There is hope. Good. So let's take another nice deep breath. Just relax a little bit more. I'm going to bring in another point right now, which is to think about the fact that your consciousness, the consciousness that is you, is observing and witnessing all of your thoughts, your body sensations, your feelings. So you are not your fears. You are not your negative thoughts. You are not the worry. You are not the sensations in your body. You are the one who observes those things. You witness the thoughts. So you do have the power to discriminate and decide what to think. You can choose to take deep breaths and slow down. You can choose to put all these tools and techniques into practice. You can choose right now to take charge of your life, starting with one small step at a time. A tongue-in-cheek definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So maybe it's time to do something different, starting with choosing to take a small risk and change for the better. And as you take a nice deep breath, just bring in an affirmation that I can do it. I do have the inner strength and power to move forward to create the life I want. I can do it. Good. And just know that the benefit of using relaxation and guided imagery sessions is that you can use it regularly. Once is not enough. We learn from repetition. So again, if you've tried a few things here and there, that's not enough. It's the repetition, it's creating positive new habits, putting it all into practice that really works. And getting to any underlying beliefs and blocks that are getting in your way. And that's all very doable. So be responsible to yourself and get professional help. If the tools you're using don't seem to be working, it's not that tools don't work. They absolutely do work. It just means that there is a piece missing. And a therapist can help you discover and release any blocks to success or add what's missing for you. So again, let's take a nice deep full breath. And I hope you've enjoyed this time to relax a little bit. This is again just a sample of the types of relaxation, positive thinking, and imagery that we can do on a regular basis with the CDs that are available on the website. Or working with Dr. Dufford, you can get your own custom sessions recorded. So lastly, just bring up an image and see yourself smiling and happy. In your mind's eye, just see yourself with a big smile. Maybe you're in a peaceful place, like taking a mini vacation, or with your family or friends. And as you see yourself smiling and happy, just let your lips curl up in a smile. Just force a smile on your face. And notice that even when you force a smile and you curl your lips up, that your mood and your body follow. Things start to shift. Just when you, again, choose to do something different and put a smile on your face right now, you actually can feel your mood start to lighten up. So let's bring that nice, light, smiling energy back with you now as I count up from 1 to 5. Number 5 is your signal to be wide awake, rested, relaxed, and alert, feeling good. Number 1, coming back. 2, let's take a nice deep breath. 3, maybe stretching and wiggle your fingers and toes. four, getting ready to open your eyes now, coming back up, bringing that sense of hope and smiling light energy with you. So when you're ready, number five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling great.